First things first, product gorillas.
Hey, welcome to the Build and Launch Show. Justin Jackson here. Glad that you have joined us for the final episode of season two. That's right, today's the last day. Last day of hustle for a little while. We're going to take a break, regroup, get some sleep, and come back for season three sometime soon. I can't give a date right now, but it's coming soon. This is the podcast where we build and launch a product every 7 days. We announce it on Friday, ship it on Thursday, and then I report back to you on Friday and say, hey, did it happen or did it not? If you're just joining us for this episode, go to buildandlaunch.net. Check out the back catalog of episodes. You can also take a look at all the products we've launched since the start at buildandlaunch.net/products. So here's what's in store for you today. I'll be giving you an update on this week's project, Marketing for Developers. If you want to check that out, go to justinjackson.ca/marketingfordevelopers. That's a book that I've been writing, so you'll hear whether that was shipped yesterday. I'm also going to give some closing thoughts, just things I've learned, things I've experienced doing this build and launch experiment. You know, this really was an experiment from beginning to end. Can you launch a product in 7 days and do it over and over and over again? How does that feel? What are the effects on my life? So we'll be getting into all of that here in this episode. All right, first things first, let's talk about this week's project, Marketing for Developers. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that my mantra, or is it mantra? Mantra is start now and start small. And the reason I've adopted that as the show's slogan is that I've seen from my own experience and from the experience of all these other product people I talk to that we all make the same two mistakes. The first mistake is we try to build something that's way too big. Instead of just trying to build a small little app, we try to build the next Facebook. We, you know, put tons and tons of features in something that doesn't even exist yet. And then when we go to build it, it takes forever. And eventually we get about 25% or 50% or 75% done and we give up because it's just overwhelming. It's too big for a solo person to do on their own. The second problem we all fall into is we don't start right away. Instead, we procrastinate. We do a bunch of research, too much research. We talk to people and ask them for their opinions. We buy domain names. We listen to podcasts, we read blog posts, and none of those are bad things, but the only thing that matters really is getting started. And once you've gotten started, that's when, you know, the rubber really hits the road. All the stuff that leads up to getting started doesn't really count towards that thing that you're building. The only thing that really counts is getting down to business and doing the work. The work is what matters. It's all about the work. And so Marketing for Developers was something I started over a year ago. And I actually recently had my friends Paul and Jared ask me why I didn't finish it.
So right. What stopped you from getting it done from when you started till it kind of floundering until right now?
When you're married with kids and you have a full-time job, it's hard to do a big project like that on the side. It's kind of like the whole inspiration for build and launches. It's like I've got some time. Yeah. And I just can use that little niche of time to get stuff out. So yeah. It was just too big of a project. I wish what I'd done is a series of webinars called Marketing for Developers. That would have been a better way to do it.
So I actually did take my advice there. I did a series of webinars called Build Your Audience that addressed some of the things I was going to cover in the book, and those sold out and did very well. Those became the basis for the Build Your Audience video course, which we talked about a few episodes ago. That's at justinjackson.ca/audience course. But there was clearly still a lot of demand for a book, and the launch list for Marketing for Developers just kept getting bigger and bigger. I think it's at 2,300 people right now. And so there's just so much demand for this. In fact, I was just talking to someone today over lunch, and they said, man, I could really use that book when I was describing it to them. In the podcast, we've talked about the importance of going out and doing research, listening to people, listening to what they actually want. And one of the things I realized with this book is people wanted to actually have a book. They didn't want just a video course. They wanted a book, something they could put on their digital bookshelf. I'm not sure how many of you have a folder in Dropbox or on your computer called Books and Courses, but that seems to be quite normal. And one of the reasons people buy books is they want to put it on that digital bookshelf, and they might not even read it right away. They just want to own it and know that they can use it as a reference, or they can pick it up on their Kindle when they've got a moment to read it. For this week's Build and Launch Sprint, I was hoping I'd have enough time to sit down and get a bunch of work done on the book and maybe have a beta version ready for people at the end of the week. That didn't happen.
Let's move on to you guys.
I can do a quick one. Based on my goals for last week, I was just looking at them. So I lost 4 days to travel, and I realized I cannot hustle at all if I travel. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. So this week's launch will probably not happen. But it's been nice coming back to it after, it might even be a year, but just looking at what I have written so far. And yeah, so I feel a lot better about it now. I think now that, I'm winding down the podcast for the season, this will be like a good book to just like keep focusing on. This will be like a good thing to just kind of keep going on now.
For the rest of this episode, I wanted to share with you what I've written so far. I'm going to share an excerpt from chapter one. And this is actually a trick for any of you that are writing. If you're writing blog posts or trying to write a book or a guide, one of the best ways to figure out if your writing is good and if it's readable is to read it out loud. So I'm going to read this draft I have out loud. And as you do that, you can kind of figure out if you're writing like a human being. Because often we try to flower our language or make it really formal and official, and it just doesn't feel human. So if you want really great writing that just feels human, my recommendation is write your draft and then read it out loud. So this is chapter one of Marketing for Developers, called What Comes First. Marketing can be difficult, but there's one way to make it easier. Build the right product for the right audience. Think about the last product you bought. Chances are it was recommended to you by a friend, reviews online, or on social media. And then I have a chart right here that shows that for mobile apps, you'd think that a lot of those sales come from the App Store or social media. But in fact, over 75% of people bought an app because it was recommended by a friend or family. You see, when something is truly exceptional, helpful, or unique, people talk about it. They want to share it with their friends. Discovering a great product is like unearthing a hidden gem. The news is so good, you can't keep it to yourself. Researchers at UCLA found that as soon as we discover something new, our brains are wired to instantly decide whether or not it's worth sharing. Product traction. Years ago, I was watching an episode of The Dragon's Den on Canadian television. It's similar to the Shark Tank in the USA. Aspiring entrepreneurs pitch their products to wealthy investors who determine whether or not they'll invest. At one point, a married couple, John and Peggy, came on stage. They were pitching a series of sports trivia booklets, the kind you might see in the checkout aisle of your grocery store. The couple had a big problem. They'd been working on this idea for over 11 years and had invested their entire life savings into the product. After all of that work, they hadn't sold enough copies to make a profit. The investors were bewildered. Why had John and Peggy invested so much of their time and money into an idea that had so little traction? There's a risk for us as creators to fall in love with our ideas. You know how the story goes. It's 1 a.m. and you can't sleep. You've been struck with a brilliant idea for a new software as a service, and you can't get it out of your head. After fidgeting in bed for an hour, you get up and go down to the basement and start coding. By 7 a.m., you have a working prototype. You're ecstatic. This is the application that's going to change your life. You keep working on it evenings and weekends, building out new features, refining the design, and building out the billing system. Soon, the whole thing is ready for launch. You deploy it to production and wait for your first customers to sign up. But the customers don't come. You double-check your Google Analytics tracking code to ensure it's properly installed. Everything's working properly, but no one is showing up. At this point, you might feel like you have a marketing problem. but it's much more likely you have a product problem. Notice how that whole story revolves around you. You had the idea. You built it, and you launched it. Who is missing from this picture? Well, the customer. Ideas can be exhilarating and inspirational, but most potential customers don't care about your good idea. They just want help with their problems. Furthermore, ideas can be inspired by the wrong things. Sometimes we're inspired by a technology. I could build this on the Twilio API. I could learn that new CSS framework. I could use this new tool I just bought. And sometimes we're inspired by our need to make money, to impress people, or to validate ourselves in some way. But this is all focused on us, the creator, and not on the customer. Selling products is a business, and business is based on building things that people want. So I'll leave it there. That's only about half the chapter. But hopefully that was interesting to you. And if you are interested in reading the whole book, you can go to justinjackson.ca/marketingfordevelopers. You can download a sample chapter. And in the next 6 to 8 weeks, I'm hoping to write one chapter a week. So in about 2 months, I'm hoping to do the launch, finally, after all this time, of Marketing for Developers. Folks, we have come to the end of season 2, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. So many of you have reached out to me via email. You can get me at words@bizbox.ca, or on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, M-I, Justin. And it's been awesome to hear your stories and hear what you're building, hear what you're launching. And just for you to be on this journey with me has been, I don't know, it's meant the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of it. If you'd like to hear about season 3, go sign up for the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. I'll announce when season 3 is going to happen. And stay subscribed in your podcast app. If you haven't done that yet, you can go to buildandlaunch.net/review. That will take you to the iTunes page, and you can subscribe there. You can also review and rate the show, which will help other people who haven't yet discovered it find it on iTunes. People have asked me what I've learned through this process, and I think, if anything, it's affirmed something I felt before, which is your best education doesn't come from listening to a podcast like this. It comes from actually doing it. You learn more by building and launching a product than you do about, you know, reading how someone else built and launched a product. And so my encouragement for you is, if you've been listening this whole time, it's time to get off your seat. And it's time to build something, something small. And I think you should start today. Think about what a particular audience needs, and then build something for that pain, and then put it out into the world and get feedback on it. That's really what it's all about. All right, folks, that's it from me. Please keep reaching out on Twitter, @MIJustin, and via email, words@bizbox.ca. And I will see you next time I record a podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.